squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And welcome back. We're right back to it here from Frankfort High School. Second game of our doubleheader. The girls 1A D1 sub-state championship game. Top seed and undefeated Centralia battling 3 seed Frankfort. Thanks for tuning in. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tadman is with you. Going to be hard-pressed to find this game more exciting than what we saw in the boys' championship game. If you're just joining us, Troy, the 3 seed, with the upset win over the top seed Care Paravel Lions, 58-57. So the TVL punching at least a ticket to a state tournament. Also, they've punched another as well in 1A D2, the Hanover boys, defeating Axtell tonight by 25. So the defending state champion Wildcats in 1A D2 are back in the state tournament as well. And we'll punch another TBL team into the state tournament here in this girls' championship game, as it is, once again, top seed Centralia against 3 seed Frankfort. Well, both of these teams got here with semifinal wins last night. For Frankfort, they got by Donovan West 41-38 in what was a very thrilling ball game. D. West had a chance to tie the game with under 10 seconds to go, but just missing the front end of a deep three-point try. Frankfort able to run it out for the victory. Centralia had a slow start against Troy, led by just 6 at halftime, but went on an 18-0 run in the third quarter. Would cruise from there 53-24 to get to 21-0. Frankfort entering tonight's game with 15 wins and 7 losses. Let's dive into the starting lineups for this one. Both teams going the same as they did in the semifinals last night. We'll start with the 3-seed Wildcats from Frankfort. At 15 wins and 7 losses, head coach Brian Everts in his 6th season. They'll go like this. Kayla Cornelison, the 5'6 senior. Emma Hardwick, a 5'6 sophomore in the backcourt, who was crucial down the stretch in the win over D. West last night with 14 points, including some big free throws. Taryn Parthamer, a 5'7 junior. Hattie Gross, the leading scorer at 14.5 points per game. The 5'9 sophomore had 15 in the win over D. West last night. And then Lexi Dollinghouse, the 5'9 sophomore, rounding out Brian Everts' starting lineup for this sub-state championship here tonight. Again, for the Wildcats, Cornelison, Hardwick, Parthamer, Gross, and Dollinghouse. For the number 2 ranked team in 1A D1, the undefeated Centralia Panthers at 21-0 under head coach Roger Holthouse. They'll go like this. Lena Haberkamp, a 5'5 junior. Jaden Wells, a 5'6 junior. Avery and Owen Dieters. Avery, the 5'8 senior. Owen, the 5'8 freshman. And then Abby Flinty rounding things out, the 5'5 senior guard. So again, for the Panthers and Roger Holthouse, Haberkamp, Wells, Avery and Owen Dieters, and Flinty. Even though we're playing here in Frankfort's gym, it certainly sounds more like a Centralia home game here tonight. Frankfort the lower seed, so in the road red uniforms, Panthers the top seed in the all-white home uniforms. Some other finals real quick from sub-state title games tonight. Here in our listening area, the girls' two-way sub-state title game from Valley Falls. Jackson Heights advancing to Manhattan next week as they knock off Jefferson County North 44-23. Also going to Manhattan, Valley Heights. They've punched their ticket out of the TVL. They knock off St. Mary's 51-37. And also in the boys' 3A final at Silver Lake, it was Royal Valley advancing, beating Sabetha 54-23. Getting you set for this one, these two teams played back on February 4th at Centralia. And the Panthers were able to win that game 46-32. Glad to be a part of your Friday night sub-state championship week, wrapping up with all the title games here around the area and around the state this evening. So here we go. It'll be Avery Dieters to jump for the Panthers. Lexi Dollinghouse to jump for the Wildcats. Panthers will go right to left. Wildcats from left to right here in the first half. Trip to Dodge City next week on the line. Can Frankfort pull the upset? Can the top seed Panthers stay undefeated? We'll find out. Tip off up, controlled by Centralia. And it's Owen Dieters with the basketball. Right wing into the corner. Haverkamp, a quick three. Got it. Just like that. Lena Haverkamp from downtown. And the Panthers 10 seconds in, leading 3-0. Picture perfect start for top seed Centralia. Here's Parthamer trying to answer from three. This one no good from the right corner. And a rebound for Avery Dieters. Here come the Panthers pushing the pace. Avery up to her sister Owen. Left side to Flinty in the corner. Skips it top to Avery, right at the free throw line, guarded by Gross. Haverkamp gets it right side on the wing, dribbles to the top of the key, stops there, now works it left. Gets it off to Wells, left side on the wing. Avery Dieters back to Flinty, 45 seconds in, 3-0. Jaden Wells gets it inside, turns, has to kick it back out to Flinty. Left side to Haverkamp, now Avery Dieters left wing. Puts it on the dribble, trying to spin through two, kicks it to Wells, along two, got it. Jaden Wells. Makes it 5-0 Centralia, just past a minute into this ball game. Now Owen Dieters nearly coming away with a steal, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called at the late whistle as they're going to get Owen Dieters with the first foul of the game. Wildcats got a break there. It was a near turnover that would have led to an easy bucket. But the Wildcats get the foul call and they'll walk it across the timeline with Hardwick. Here's Parthamer left wing. A roaring crowd here for both teams tonight. Here's Hardwick in between the rings out high, barking out signals. Right side to Parthamer on the wing. They're trying to get Gross inside, but Centralia doing a good job keeping a couple bodies near. Here's Hardwick left side. They set up Cornelison top of the key, working on Owen Dieters. She'll drive, knocked away, and a steal by Haverkamp. Here comes Haverkamp, slows it down, gets it off to Flinty. Not quite 2 minutes in, a 5-0 start here for Centralia. Avery Dieters right side now on the wing, skips it to Wells in the corner, thought about a three, turns it down, now Avery at the free throw line, working on Gross, quickly doubled, Haverkamp left side gets it. Couple of dribbles, hands it off to Flinty, top of the circle, left side working on the wing. Now Flinty hands it off to Owen Dieters, left baseline drive, cut off, back to Flinty, now Haverkamp top of the key, drives, kicks, Wells, a right wing three, short. Rebound underneath for Haverkamp. Her shot is up no good, and Hardwick lands that rebound. And then a long pass up the floor is out of bounds, and a turnover by the Wildcats. Second turnover by Frankfort. Centralia gets it back with a 5-0 lead at 5:40 left here in the first. Centralia last season, 10-10. This year, 21-0. And the number two ranked team in 1A D1 behind Hodgman County. Here's a right side pass to Owen Dieters on the wing. Couple bodies hit the floor inside. Owen spins one out on a three, no good, and a rebound for Hattie Gross. Gross, the leading rebounder for the Wildcats. The 5'9 sophomore who's been sensational this season. Here's Hardwick, top of the circle, works it right. Had it knocked away by Haverkamp, but they'll get Haverkamp with the foul reaching in. And she knew it there. Second team foul. A couple subs in for Frankfort, Sydney Wapp, and Braylee Eberts. So Eberts and Wapp check into the game for the Wildcats. 5:11 left here in the first, trailing Centralia 5-0. Up top it goes to Wapp on the inbound. Has the dribble, not using it. Gets it off to Gross between the rings out high. Calling out the play. She'll step back, a left wing three. Got it. First bucket, Hattie Gross, and a big shot to get Frankfort on the board. 5-3 Centralia, 3-plus minutes into the ball game. Here's Avery Dieters, top of the key, guarded by Gross. They get it to Haverkamp, left wing. She's open for three. This one not there, and a rebound for Frankfort. Here's Hattie Gross, left side. Cornelison in the corner, back to Gross, left side. Puts it on the dribble, gets past Flinty, a floater. Good. Hattie Gross, five quick ones, and we're tied at five. 4.5 minutes left here in the quarter. Nice bounce back here by the Wildcats. Avery Dieters inside working on Wapp. Shot is up, no good. And a rebound for Wapp. Good defense. Nearly fell over trying to find someone to give it to and finally finds a teammate to get it off to Gross as she works it up the floor. Frankfort a chance to take the lead. Tied at 5, 4:10 left here in the first. Here's Gross. Had it knocked away by Flinty, and a steal. Flinty wants to go coast to coast. Splits two. Layup no good. Owen Dieters gets the rebound underneath, and she puts it up and in. Offensive rebound and a stick back by the freshman Owen Dieters. Panthers in front, 7-5 at 3:50 to go here in the first. Here's Addie Gross, left side on the wing, kicks it up top to Hardwick, hands it off to Cornelison right there. Works it left side, gets it to Gross, a three left corner for the lead, just barely grazing the rim, no good. Rebound for Avery Dieters. 3-on-3 break, settles here 5-on-5. Avery nearly had it knocked away, but gets it off left side to Haverkamp. And then a whistle and a foul. As Haverkamp was moving across the lane. And it's Hardwick who picks up the first foul for the Wildcats. As Tatum Kramer, the freshman, will check in, replacing Jaden Wells. 3:28 left here in the first period. 7-5 Centralia. Owen Dieters underneath, throws it up top to her sister Avery. Now off to Flinty right side on the wing. They set up Owen left side, wants to step back, a left wing three, might have been partially blocked. Kramer gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Tatum Kramer making an impact right away, the freshman, her first basket. 9-5, Centralia by four. Coming up on 3 minutes left here in the first. Here's Everett right side in the corner. Cornelison, they don't get her. She's open for three, makes Centralia pay. Kayla Cornelison from downtown, and it's a one-point Centralia lead at 9-8, under 3 minutes left here in the first. Here's Avery Dieters, top of the key, looking inside for Kramer, nothing there, wants a ball screen from Owen. Gross fights through, and Avery wants another screen. Gets it this time, dives in, shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul, and two shots coming up here at the charity stripe for Avery Dieters. First free throws of the game by either team. Frankfurt foul on Hattie Gross, her first, team foul number two. Boy, Avery Dieters dominant last night against Troy in the semis with 16 points and 14 rebounds. She hit 6 of 8 at the line. And her first free throw is up and good. And that's her first point tonight. Centralia by 2 at 10-8. 2:43 left here in the first. Second on the way. That one's good as well, so she's perfect. 11-8, Panthers 5-3, coming up on 2.5 minutes left here in the first. Here's Gross, handing it off to Hardwick. She curls to the right wing, hands it off to Everett right there, who gets it back to Gross, top of the key. Dives inside left, had it knocked away, ball on the floor. Hardwick has it, and she's bumped and fouled. And if that's on Owen Dieters, that's her second. And they will get Owen Dieters with her second foul, and that gets Jaden Wells to the scorer's table. And Dieters will have to take a seat with two fouls at 2:25 left here in the quarter. Panthers with a three-point lead at 11-8. Hardwick to throw it in, gets it up high to Hattie Gross, works it to the point line, kicks it right side. This is Hardwick, wants to drive. Wild shot, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and two free throws coming up for Emma Hardwick. And they'll get the foul here on Abby Flinty, her first, team fourth. As Hardwick, a 62% free throw shooter, and had big free throws to help them get the win last night over Donovan West, steps up for her first chance at points tonight, and she buries the first. Makes it 11-9 Centralia, 2:16 left here in the quarter. Second on the way, good as well. So she's 2 for 2 and has two. 11-10 Centralia, not quite 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Here's Avery Dieters, top of the key, hesitates, fires a three, off the left side, no good, and letting it go out of bounds in the corner is Hardwick, and Frankfurt will get it back with a chance to take the lead at 2:01 left here in the first. Here's Hardwick, right down the middle across the timeline from left to right. Left side pass to Cornelison on the wing. She works it back top of the key. Now Gross had it knocked away and a steal, and Hattie Gross called for the foul after the turnover. So Hattie Gross picks up her second foul. Team foul number 3 on the Wildcats. Frankfurt's or I should say Centralia, getting the ball back at 1:46 and counting here in the quarter. Their lead is 11-10. Here's Tatum Kramer, left side up top. It goes to Avery Dieters. A right side pass to Haverkamp on the wing. They set it up for Flinty up top, who goes left to Wells in the corner. Bouncing one inside to Avery Dieters. Quickly triple teamed and backs out on the left wing. Guarded by Gross. Down under 90 seconds left here in the frame. Now Haverkamp right side into the corner with Flinty. They get Kramer on a cut. Missed the layup inside and a rebound for Hattie Gross. They had it set up, but Kramer couldn't connect. Frankfurt a chance to retake the lead. Here's Gross, right side on the wing, up top to Hardwick. Coming down to the final minute. Gross, a three for the lead. Good. How about Hattie Gross? 8 here in the opening quarter, and Frankfurt has taken the lead at 13-11. 55 seconds left here in the quarter. Avery Dieters a pass to Flinty, right side. Crossing over towards the corner, picks it up on the wing. Now Wells will fire a deep two. Too strong. Battle for the rebound. Chased all the way out, and Flinty has it. Now Flinty sidesteps, puts up a tough shot, no good. Avery Dieters the rebound, and she finishes. Avery Dieters 4 points. We're tied at 13. 33 seconds left here in the period. Here's Cornelison, right side on the wing. To Gross, a heat check from deep. No good. Rebound for Hardwick. Puts it back up and in. Emma Hardwick with 4. Frankfurt 15. Centralia 13. 17 seconds left here in the quarter. Haverkamp looks back to the bench. Gets the play call. Here's Flinty up top. Now 10 seconds. Works it right. Picks it up on the wing to Jaden Wells. 5 seconds to work. Here's Flinty. Avery Dieters with 3. She'll fire a 3, and she is fouled on the 3-point shot by Hattie Gross with a second to go in the quarter. And Hattie Gross just picked up her 3rd foul. That is a not smart play on Hattie Gross's part. I will, to her credit, say there wasn't a lot there. But now Avery Dieters to shoot 3. And the first off the rim, no good. Some would say ball don't lie. But you'll have 2. 15-13 Frankfurt with 1.2 seconds remaining. In and out on the second. She's 0 for 2. 0 for 2 here. 2 for 4 so far at the line. Arthimer and Dollinghouse will check in. It'll be interesting to see how Brian Ebert handles Hattie Gross here the rest of the half with 3 fouls. Arguably the Wildcats' best player. Avery Dieters will get 1 of 3. She's got 5. And that's going to end the first quarter. 15-14, Frankfurt in front of top seed Centralia after 1. We'll step aside. Second quarter up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab draws again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Good start here to the girls' sub-state championship game. Frankfurt with a 1-point lead at 15-14. They have the ball here to start the second quarter. Here's Cornelison at the free throw line, bouncing it into Wop, kicks it right to Parthamer in the corner, stops on the wing, hands it off to Cornelison right there. Good defense here by Centralia. Owen Dieters on the floor. We get a whistle and a jump ball, and the possession arrow will give it back to the Panthers. 5 turnovers now by the Wildcats here in the first half. Here's Here's Owen Dieters back on the floor with two fouls. Walking it across the timeline, top of the circle. Angles left, stops on the wing, kicks it right to her sister Avery. Looking into the corner, it goes to Abby Flinty. Now Haverkamp, right side on the wing. Left side to Wells, into the corner it goes. Here's Owen Dieters, curls around a screen, sidesteps the defender and draws the foul. And Owen Dieters will shoot two with a chance to give her team the lead back. Sydney Watt picks up the foul, her first. Team foul number five. And here's Owen Dieters to shoot two. 2 points tonight, 56% at the line this season, and she connects on the first. And we're tied at 15, not quite a minute into this second quarter. And the second is good for Owen Dieters. She's got four. 16-15, Centralia retakes the lead. Here's Parthamer, left side on the wing, gets a screen from Dollinghouse, drives in, baseline, gets cut off, hands it off to Cornelison, who stops and pops from 10. No good. Sydney Wapp the rebound. Had it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul on Centralia underneath. As Dollinghouse had an opportunity at it, and Jaden Wells will pick up her first, and team foul number five. So the Wildcats to throw it in underneath their own bucket. A minute into this second quarter, they trail 16-15. Here's Cornelison on the wing. Up top it goes to Wapp. Gets it right there to Hardwick. Right side to Parthamer on the wing. Started by Owen Dieters. Gets a ball screen from Wapp. Stops on the baseline. Short corner right. Looking for Wapp inside. They find it. Hits it off her own foot. And a turnover. Haverkamp comes away with a steal. Stops. Kicks to Avery Dieters. Baseline drive. A lot of contact. And an offensive foul. Avery Dieters will pick up her first. A turnover by the Panthers. And Centralia will get it, or Frankfurt, excuse me, will get it back at 6:38 left here in the first half, trailing Centralia 16-15. It's been good so far between these TVL foes, and there's a turnover. Hardwick threw it away. Parthamer cut and was wanting her to come out to get it, so it sails into the crowd. And an unforced turnover there by the Wildcats. They're sixth, their correction now seventh of the first half. And the Panthers getting it back, leading 16-15. Owen Dieters, right side, into the corner for her sister Avery. Flinty gets it right side on the wing. Gets around Wells, kicks it left side. This is Haverkamp. Curls, pulls, stops and pop. No good. Avery Dieters the rebound. Her shot attempt is up and no good. Battling for it again, and a whistle and a jump ball is going to be called. Centralia fans are wanting a foul. They're not going to get it. And it's going to go back to Frankfurt. Crowd is legitimately in an uproar. That'll up the passion for sure. So here's Hardwick. Frankfurt another opportunity. Here's Wapp a three. Good! Sydney Wapp from downtown. And Frankfurt back in front, 18-16. Owen Dieters will drive. Shot is up. It's on the floor. It'll be team foul number six, so both teams the rest of the way in the bonus. As they get Cornelison with this one, her first. Kramer comes in for Centralia, replacing Wells, as Owen Dieters will throw it in. At 5:51 left here in the half, they're trailing Frankfurt 18-16. Owen Dieters to throw it in, long pass. To the point spot position up top. Here's Flinty at the free throw line. Turns away. Might have got away with a walk. Gets it off to Haverkamp. Right side to Kramer in the corner. Baseline drive cut off by Wapp. Owen Dieters for three. Book it. Owen Dieters from downtown. She's got seven. Centralia back in front. 19-18. Back and forth we go. Kicked away by Haverkamp. The Wildcats will throw it in near sideline. Freely Ebert checks back in here for the Wildcats, replacing Parthamer. It's a good one so far. Centralia leading 19-18 at 5:28 left here in the first half. Kramer trying to come away with a steal, but she can't hang on to it, and it's out of bounds. So the Wildcats fortunate to keep the possession here. Cornelison will have to throw it in front of the Centralia bench, right in front of head coach Roger Holthaus. Not a lot of room here on this near sideline. Cornelison guarded by Flinty, trying to deflect the inbounds pass, but they get it into Hardwick here on the right corner. Curls inside all the way. Shot no good, but a foul. And two shots coming up here. And I think they get the foul on Haberkamp, and that's her second, team seventh. And Hardwick will shoot two. She's got 4 points, a couple of rebounds here in the first half. Her first shot is up and good. And we're tied at 5:21 left to go here in the second. Chance to take the lead here. Free throw good by Hardwick. She's 4 for 4 at the line, has 6 points. And the Wildcats back in front, 20-19 at 5:15 left to go until halftime. Here's Kramer left side to Flinty on the wing. Now Teeters looking inside. Avery now has an opportunity. Her shot no good. Haberkamp the rebound. She can't get it to fall, and out of bounds back to the Wildcats. And the Centralia fans really upset. Feel like the fouls should be called when they're not, but it's been a fairly even game to this point. 20-19 Wildcats with the ball at 4:50 left. Cornelison for three. That's too strong, but Hardwick, the offensive rebounder, shot is up from the baseline. It's good. Emma Hardwick gives Frankfurt a 3-point lead at 22-19 at 4:40 to go. Left side to Kramer in the corner. Skips it far sideline to Haberkamp. She'll fire a three for the tie. Too strong. A rebound for Wapp inside, trying to get away from a double team. And then a whistle and a foul on Kramer. And Wapp will come back this way to shoot a 1-1. Kramer picks up her first, team foul number 8. And Sydney Wapp will shoot a 1-1. Frankfurt at the line in the first half, 4 for 4. 4:27 until halftime. The Wildcats with a 22-19 lead. Wapp at the line, free throw is good. And Frankfurt has opened up a 4-point lead at 23-19. Wapp's a good free throw shooter at over 70%, and she goes 2 for 2. She's got 5, all here in the second period. And it's a 24-19 Frankfurt lead. 4:20 left to go until halftime. Owen Dieters, right side to Kramer. This is Avery Dieters back to her sister Owen in the corner. Wanted to step back for three. Instead gets it to Kramer. Wanted to step back in the corner. Haberkamp has it on the wing. Spins to the elbow inside. Kicks it to Kramer right side. Now Flinty left side on the wing. Takes it all the way. Drives, a lot of contact and a whistle and a foul. And now Abby Flinty will shoot two as Cornelison picks up her second foul. Team foul number 7. Abby Flinty, a 3-year starter and the 5'5 senior. Not scored yet tonight. 60% at the line this season. Her first free throw is on the way and good. Makes it 24-20. Frankfurt by 4. We get a whistle and a timeout with exactly 4 minutes to go until halftime. It's a full timeout by Centralia. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
FM KMZA.
4 minutes until halftime, and Frankfurt with a 4-point lead on top seed Centralia, 24-20. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Out of the timeout, Flinty will shoot one more free throw here. They're trying to get it to within three. But boy, Frankfurt has played well tonight, and that's with their leading scorer, Hattie Gross, on the bench, who picked up her third foul right at the end of the first quarter. Been able to keep the pace. Flinty will shoot her second free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound for Frankfurt. One for two there by Flinty. Under 4 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Wop. Kicks it right side to Ebert. Now Cornelison back to Wop. A long 19-footer. It's off the rim, no good. Out of bounds and back to Centralia. Jaden Wells is going to check in here for Haverkamp. And Centralia gets it back down four, 24-20 at 3:45 left here in the first half. Here's Flinty across the timeline. A left side pass, it goes to Kramer. Wells now gets it top of the key. Right side to Avery Dieters. Thought about a three, hesitates, turns it down. Now Wells gets it. Up top to Flinty it goes. Gets a high ball screen, works right, stops there. Left side pass to Wells. Flinty right back, top of the circle. Head of steam drive. Gets to the layup. No good. Battle for the rebound inside. Frankfurt has it. Hardwick, her fourth rebound here in the first half. Cornelison, a right wing three. In and out. No good. Wells the rebound here for Centralia. And now we get a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats. And Wells is going to shoot a one and one. See, the foul is on. I think they get Freely Ebert. That's her first. Or correction, they get it on Hardwick. That's her second. As Jaden Wells will shoot a one and one. She's got 2 points here in the first half. 50% foul shooter this season. 5'6" junior averaging over 2 points and two rebounds per game. Free throw gets it to go. She'll get the bonus. She's got three. 24-21 Frankfurt. 3:08 until halftime. Second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound for Dollinghouse in Frankfurt. 3-point Wildcats lead at 24-21. 3 minutes until halftime. Dollinghouse, left corner triple. Off the front rim, no good. Hardwick the rebound. Her try is no good. And a whistle and a foul. More free throws coming up here for Centralia. So the foul was on Ebert, and that's her first. Team foul number 9. We get a 30-second timeout called by Frankfurt at 2:55 left here in the first half. Free throws are coming up here for the Panthers, trailing 24-21. The boys' sub-state championship was an absolute thriller. And the upset Bruin was complete as the 3-seed Troy Trojans knocked off top seed Care Paravel 58-57. So Troy is off to the state tournament next week in Dodge City. Winner of this one will join them next week. And the Wildcats going toe-to-toe with one of the top teams in the state. These two played February 4th at Centralia. And the Panthers won that one 46-32. 2:55 until halftime. It's Avery Dieters to shoot the one and one. She's got 5 points and four rebounds here in the first half. She's 3 of 5 at the line. And she misses the free throw, and Dollinghouse the rebound for Frankfurt. 3-point lead for the Wildcats. Under 2:50 to go in the first half. 24-21 our score. Dollinghouse in the left corner to Wop at the free throw line. Parthamer a left wing triple. Nearly banked it in, no good. Chasing it out to the 3-point line as Haverkamp has the rebound for Centralia. Here's Flinty into the front court. Hands it off to Owen Dieters. Gets by a defender. Sidesteps Wop and the layup is good. Fundamentals from Owen Dieters. She's got 9. 24-23 Wildcats. 2:20 until halftime. Now they're showing some pressure in the full court. Picked off. Flinty with the steal to Haverkamp. Back to Kramer. Layup good. Centralia retakes the lead 25-24. 2:05 left until halftime. Listen to the crowd get into it. Here's Ebert. Drives to Wop at the free throw line. Up top to Cornelison. Left side to Parthamer. Ebert gets it inside. Kicks it back to Parthamer. Ball fake. Gets it to Wop at the free throw line. Works to the elbow. Parthener open, a left wing three. This one not there. Rebound Haverkamp for Centralia. Wants to push the pace near sideline. Gets to the corner. Stops there. Kicks it up top left side on the wing to Owen Dieter. She'll step back. A deep triple. It's short. Battle for the rebound, and Frankfurt has it. 25-24, Centralia with under 90 seconds left here in the first half. Cornelison to Dollinghouse in the left corner. Back to Cornelison. Wop at the top of the key. Back into the corner with Dollinghouse. Back to Wop it goes. Now right side it comes here with Everett, the freshman. Now Wop gets it. Left side to Cornelison. Wop back at the top of the circle. 65 seconds left in the half. Does Frankfurt want to play for the final shot? We're now under a minute. Here's Parthamer. Nearly got away with a walk, but shovels it back to Everett on the right wing. Into the corner with Parthamer. Dollinghouse posting inside. They didn't get it to her. Left side. It goes on the wing. Back to Cornelison for three. Left wing. In and out. No good. Battle for the rebound inside. Wop has it. She puts it up. That one is no good. And a rebound for Owen Dieters. 36 seconds to go until halftime. Here's Kramer. Right wing. Back to Owen Dieters. They want to go inside to Avery. She gets knocked over. Kramer gets it back. And a whistle and a foul. And Kramer is set to shoot two with 28.6 seconds left. As the foul is on Dollinghouse, her first. Team foul number 10. So the freshman Kramer will shoot two free throws. She's been solid off the bench all season. She had 7 points in the semifinal win last night. And her first free throw is short. Jaden Wells back in for Centralia, replacing Owen Dieters. And Tana Stoll, the 5'5 sophomore, checking in first time tonight for the Wildcats. Second free throw by Kramer. That one no good. And a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Wells on the rebound attempt. And now Frankfurt walks the other way to shoot freebie. Wells picks up her second. Team foul number 9 as Sydney Wop will shoot a 1-1. Frankfurt perfect at the line here in the first half. They're 6-for-6. This is just a 1-1. And in and out, no good on the free throw. And then another whistle and another foul. This time on Lexi Dollinghouse. And we walk the other way as Avery Dieters will shoot two. A lot of fouls here in the first half. We got 27 seconds to go. Centralia's lead is 25-24. Avery, 5 points, 4 rebounds. She's 3-6 at the line tonight so far. Her first free throw up, first one good. She's got 6, 26-24 Centralia. Second on the way, that one's good as well. She's got 7. 27-24. Centralia by 3. 23 seconds until halftime. Here's Everett, the freshman. Hands it off to Stoll, top of the key. Instead, fakes to Stoll. Now hands it to her. And gets called for a travel. Centralia with 15 seconds left. Owen Dieters right back into the game, replacing Kramer. Panthers by 3 with the ball. 15 seconds until halftime. It's been good through 2 quarters. Electric atmosphere as well. Avery off to her sister Owen. Across the timeline. Angles right. 10 seconds to go. She's on the wing. Sets it up. Haverkamp top of the circle. Look for Owen Mister. Pulls up from 18. In and out. No good. Rebound for Stoll for Frankfurt. 2 seconds to go. The time runs out. And that's the end of the first half. The top seed, Centralia Panthers, looking to stay undefeated. And they're getting a battle from Frankfurt here tonight. Our score, Centralia 27. Frankfurt 24. Halftime next brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community Bank.
We offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls sub-state title game at the half. A good one through 16 minutes. Top seed Centralia leading Frankfort 27-24. Halftime again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks again for all the hard work from everyone throughout this busy sub-state week. And, of course, wrapping things up with championship Saturday, state tournaments next week. First half numbers here tonight. Let's start with Centralia. Owen Dieters, the freshman, leading the way. 9 points in the first half. Her sister Avery chipped in with 7. 4 for Tatum Kramer off the bench. They also got 3 from Lena Haberkamp and Jaden Wells. And Abby Flinty had 1 point as well. For Frankfort, they got 8 apiece in the first half from Emma Hardwick and Hattie Gross. Now, Hattie Gross had all 8 of her points in the first quarter, but she picked up her third foul right at the end of the first period and did not play the second quarter, but yet Frankfort didn't lose much ground as they actually were outscored by 4 in the second quarter, 13-9 after leading by 1 at the end of the first, but something to keep track of in the second half, the status of Hattie Gross, who with 3 fouls again in some foul trouble, as there were a lot of fouls, by the way, in the first half. A lot of players for both teams with at least multiple fouls. We'll get to that in just a second. Emma Hardwick had 8 as well, along with 5 rebounds, and then Sydney Wapp with 5 points, all in the second quarter. And 4 of her 5 rebounds came in the second period as well. Also, Kayla Cornelison chipped in with 3 points. Frankfort turned it over 9 times. They went 6 of 7 at the line. Centralia just 2 first-half turnovers. They were 9 of 16 at the line. Frankfort has the rebound advantage at 17-13. Centralia on top, 27-24 at halftime. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. the internet, and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tatman with you here from Frankfort. Girls sub-state title game at halftime. Top seed Centralia getting a dogfight from Frankfort. Panthers lead is 27-24. Again, if you missed our first game, an absolute thriller as top seed Care Paravel took on the three seed Troy Trojans. And Troy was able to get the win. 58-57. Cam Anderson with two big free throws with limited time left with under 10 seconds to go. Actually, about 4 seconds left in the game. Cam Anderson with two big free throws for the Trojans gave him a 4-point lead, essentially put the game away. Care Paravel did knock in a late three at the buzzer, which made it a 1-point final. But Troy pulling the upset and heading to Dodge City next week as they hit the 1A-D1 Boys State Tournament after a 58-57 win over top seed Care Paravel. Our girls' sub-state score at halftime. Top seed Centralia, 27. 3-seed Frankfort, 24. Trip to Dodge City next week on the line. Final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on Kansaland Radio.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans. The Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Saltbomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Saltbomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
16 minutes to punch your ticket to Dodge City next week. Top seed Centralia leading Frankfort 27-24 as we get set to start the second half here from Frankfort. Both teams rolling with their starters. Wells, Flinty, Owen, and Avery Dieters and Haverkamp for Centralia. Cornelison, Hardwick, Parthamer, Gross, and Dollinghouse for the Wildcats. As the officials finally come back in, and a sarcastic cheer, or maybe not, I don't know, but the fans, after both teams were already on the floor, we were waiting for the officials. Now they're back, and we're set. We switch sides. Panthers now will go left to right. Wildcats from right to left. Panthers by three with the ball. Second half underway. Here's Owen Dieters, a right side pass to Haverkamp on the wing. Wells gets it top of the circle. Comes back here near side. Ball screen for Owen Dieters. Right back to Wells. Little pick and pop. Wells for three. Got it. Jaden Wells from downtown. And it's 30-24. Centralia by six. What a start for the Panthers. Gross drives. Wild shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Centralia has it. Haverkamp nabs her fifth rebound. Haverkamp stops. Right side to Wells. Now Flinty in the corner. Avery Dieters on the block. Quickly doubled. Kicks it back out to Wells. Top of the key to Haverkamp. Goes right. Kicks it on the wing here to Avery Dieters. Dieters a long chest pass. Left side on the wing to Flinty. Dribbles here to the near side. Stops on the elbow. Avery from the left elbow. In and out. No good. A rebound tipped into the corner. Saved by Hardwick. And Dollinghouse has it here for the Wildcats. Hands it off to Gross. And now she works it up the floor near side. Gets it to the right wing with Hardwick. A minute plus into this third quarter. Centralia by six at 30-24. There's a whistle and a foul. They got, I think, Avery Dieters with this one. That would be her second. And the first foul on either team here in the third quarter. So Frankfort to throw it in. Cornelison gets it, top of the key, goes right, hands it off to Gross, curls around the arc, kicks it left. Parthamer open for three, well off, no good. It's an air ball and a rebound for Haverkamp. She's now got six boards. Haverkamp stops, right side to Flinty in the corner. Haverkamp gets it back on the wing. Here's Flinty right side. They set it up for Avery Dieters inside on the block, working, spinning on two. Has to kick it back out to her sister Owen on the right wing. Works on a Flinty screen, splits by two, layup good. Owen Dieters with 11, and the lead is 8 for Centralia, 32-24. Not quite 2 minutes in, can the Wildcats respond to the early burst here by the Panthers? Here's Gross, top of the key, works around a Hardwick screen, Parthamer in the corner, drives to her right, on the wing, up top, high left, it goes to Hardwick. Brian Ebert calls out the play. Here's Cornelison back high atop the midcourt circle. Left side pass that goes to Hardwick. Wants a high ball screen from Gross. Gets inside. Floater short. Rebound Centralia. Five rebounds now for Avery Dieters. Here's Owen. Driving baseline. Stops. Haverkamp left open for three. It's an air ball. But chasing it down to the near side corner is Flinty. Now Wells will fire a three. In and out. No good. A rebound for Frankfort. Dollinghouse has it. Her fourth. 32-24, Centralia by 8, 5:25 left here in the third. Here's Cornelison between the rings out high, nearly had it knocked away by Owen Dieters, but settles back, gets it off to Hardwick left side, who works around the screen, little pick and pop here with Addie Gross, thought about pulling it, instead had it knocked away by Flinty, couple bodies hit the deck, we get a whistle and a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Frankfort at 5:07 left here in the third. 32-24, Panthers. We've already had a lot of teams in the area punch their tickets to state tournaments. Another one trying to be punched here. Here's Parthamer, steps in for a two. Left it short. Rebound for Avery Dieters. Here's Avery Dieters up the floor herself. Left side pass to her sister Owen. Nice little crossover. Owen gets in. A pull-up from 10. No good. Rebound for Frankfort. Here comes Hattie Gross with it. High dribbles with the left hand. Wants to step back. Gets it off to Hardwick. Gets a screen. Right side pass to Parthamer on the wing. Top of the key it goes to Gross. She angles right. Steps back. One at a three. Nearly had it knocked away. Gets it off to Cornelison and right back to Gross. Top of the circle. Here's Barthamer. Curls around the arc from left to right. Drugged the pivot foot, and that's a travel. First turnover in the half by Frankfurt. They're 10th of the ball game. Sydney Wapp checks in here for the Wildcats. We're down to 4:27 left here in the period. 32-24 Frankfurt. Wildcats have not scored here in the second half. It's a 5-0 start to the quarter by Centralia. Here's Jaden Wells. Bouncing it inside, and Wapp came away with a steal. Good hands and reflexes by Sydney Wapp to pull that one in. Here comes Hardwick up the floor. Hands it off to Cornelison, top of the key. Panthers man-to-man right now. Kicks it left side to Dollinghouse on the wing. Curls inside, kicks it right. Gross open for three. Got it. Nothing but net for Hattie Gross. And she's got 11. Big shot for the Wildcats. 32-27 Centralia. Owen Dieters left corner back to Haberkamp. Owen in the left corner. One of the threes of Klein to shoot it. Now curls back to the top of the key. Right side pass that goes to Haberkamp. Tip pass inside to Avery. She's triple teamed. Had it knocked away. She hits the floor. And now we get a whistle and a timeout. Owen Dieters going to call a timeout for Centralia. At 3:36 left to go, it is a 30, so the Panthers preserve the possession. Again, 3:36 left, third quarter, 32-27, Centralia by 5. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. 27-24, Centralia led at halftime. They scored the first five, built the lead to 32-24 before Hattie Gross hit a big three for Frankfurt to get their first bucket of the second half. And we sit 32-27 Centralia at 3:36 left here in the third. The Troy boys have advanced to the state tournament, and these two battling to punch their ticket for next week as well. One of the officials at the scores table here just clarifying the possession here. It is Centralia ball. Owen Dieters to throw it in. They get it to Haberkamp. Dumps it here in the right corner. Curls back to the arc. Stops there on the wing. Hands it off to Owen. Baseline drive. Wrapping a pass to Kramer in the corner. Lost it. Kicked it. And it's Frankfurt basketball. Turnover by Centralia. Their second here in the quarter. Fourth of the ball game. They've been very good with the basketball, with limiting the turnovers tonight, but that one there gives it back to the Wildcats. Centralia's lead 32-27 at 3:20 left here in the third. Dollinghouse might have got away with a carry, gets it off to Gross in the corner, works to the elbow, spins, trying to get a shot up, no good there, but Wapp has it. They wanted a 3 seconds on Gross, but they didn't get the call. Here's Hardwick, top of the key. Spins away from Haberkamp. Drive, shot up, nearly banked it in. Gets her own rebound. Going to fight for another opportunity. That one is no good. Gets it back again. Puts it up. No good. Tip to the free throw line. And Avery Dieters finally has it. And we get a whistle and a foul. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Avery Dieters. Wow. I'm not sure what they saw there. They said Owen Dieters pushed off. There was nobody really around her. So Frankfurt gets it back. Down 5, 32-27 at 2:45 left here in the third. Dollinghouse up top to Cornelison. Left wing, it goes to Hardwick. Hesitates on a three, spins by Haberkamp all the way. Shot no good. Rebound inside for Avery Dieters and nearly had it knocked away, but gathers. 7 rebounds on the night for Avery Dieters. Here's Owen Dieters, high left. Under 2:25 left here in the quarter. Panthers 5-5, trying to keep their undefeated season alive. Here's Owen Dieters in the right corner. Gets a ball screen from Avery. Little two-man game here. Nothing there. Owen stops at the free throw line and gets it to Kramer, who then is called for a travel. Centralia had just 2 turnovers in the first half. They have 4 here in the third quarter. Their lead is still 5 at 32-27 and a timeout on the floor. It's a full. Frankfurt takes it. We'll step aside as well. 208 left to go, third quarter. Centralia by 5. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Frankfort with it, down five at 32-27. Here's Hardwick, curls around the arc, left side to Dollinghouse in the corner, closed out by Avery Teeters, lost the pivot foot, and there's a travel. Frankfort turns it over, their 11th of the game, second here in the quarter. 1:51 left in this frame, Panthers get it back, and a 5-point lead. We've been stuck on 32-27 for a hot minute. Here's Avery Teeters, right side on the wing, looking for a cutter there. Flinty was there, not given to her. They reverse it left side into the corner with Wells. Dumps it inside to Haverkamp on the block. Wells gets it back. Now Kramer. Bouncing it right side to Flinty. Holds it high. Right-handed dribble to the right. Gets it short corner right here with Avery Dieter. She'll back out into the corner and up high to Kramer. Far side pass to Flinty left on the wing and resets up top. 1:20 left in the quarter. Here's Haverkamp left side. Telling Flinty to go through. They reverse it here to the near side. Kramer to Wells. Right corner. Long pass up top to Haverkamp. Closed out by Dollinghouse. Now she dribbles to the left corner. Looking inside. Nothing there. Flinty up top. Hard dribbles. Cuts through. All the way to the 10 and missed the layup. And then a whistle and a jump ball on the rebound attempt. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Centralia. Flinty had a wide open layup. Rim out. But Avery Dieters, got tied up underneath to keep the possession alive here. 58 seconds left here in the quarter. 32-27 Panthers with the 5-point advantage and the ball. Haverkamp to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Has to launch a pass into the backcourt here with Flinty. Her pass is deflected inside, and it'll stay here with Centralia. Lexi Dollinghouse quickly back in for the Wildcats, replacing Hattie Gross. As we got 55 seconds left here in the quarter, Centralia by five. And Haverkamp, wearing number five, throws it into the corner with Wells. Flinty up top, hesitates on a three. Right side pass to Kramer. She gets a pass up top to Haverkamp, who dives, kicks it left. Wells, back up top, it goes to Flinty. Hesitates and fires, short on a three. Kramer gets the rebound, layup, count it, and the foul. Tatum Kramer with an A1 opportunity. 34-27 Panthers, 40 seconds left here in the quarter. And the foul is on Emma Hardwick. That's her third and team foul number one. Kramer's 0 for 2 at the line so far tonight. She has 6 off the bench. And this one is good. 7 for Kramer. And now we get a sub into the game, as we'll get the sophomore Tori Kuckelman in for Centralia, replacing Haverkamp. 40 seconds left here in the third. Centralia's lead is 8 at 35-27 after the 3-point play by the freshman Tatum Kramer. Here's Hardwick for the Wildcats across the timeline. Angles right. Goes into the corner with Everett, who checked back in. Hands it up top to Cornelison. Curls. Shot is up, but on the floor. After all the fouls that were called in the first half, it's been the complete opposite here in the second half. As Kramer picks up her second and team foul number 3. We're down to 29 seconds left here in the quarter. Hardwick to throw it in. Looking for Dollinghouse inside. Nothing's there. Instead, looking for Wop. Had it knocked away, but chasing it down left corner. 25 seconds to work, and that's a double dribble. Haverkamp and Owen Dieter's going to check back in. 24 seconds remaining here in the frame. Centralia's lead is 8, 35-27. Kuckelman comes out. Kramer comes out as well. So the Panthers can play for the final shot here in the quarter. Leading by 8. Hostile environment. Here's Avery Dieters at the elbow. Kicked it back high left to her sister Owen. They set up Haverkamp, top of the key for 3. Not there, too strong. Running it down in the corner is Dollinghouse. She's trapped, had it tipped away. Ball's on the floor, 5 seconds to go, and a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow giving it back to Frankfurt. So now the Wildcats have 4.4 seconds to go, but they have to go the full length of the floor. Kuckelman and Kramer checking in. Haverkamp and Dieters preserving their fouls. The Panthers looking for just one stop to end the quarter. To Hardwick, 3 seconds, gets a screen, a long three at the buzzer. It's an air ball, and that's the end of the third quarter. Centralia, 8 minutes away from the state tournament. They lead Frankfurt 35-27. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia 8 minutes away from punching their ticket to Dodge City as they lead it 35-27 over Frankfurt as we start the fourth quarter. Panthers with the ball to start the frame. Haverkamp has it, top of the key, left side pass it goes. Reversing it right side on the wing to Avery Dieters. Looking for Owen inside, she dribbles waist high into the corner, now back down to the wing. Haverkamp, top of the key, left side pass to Flinty. Stops there, had it knocked away. Bodies hit the floor, a whistle and a foul, or correction, a jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Wildcats. Here comes Hattie Gross back in, 7:40 left in this game. 35-27 Frankfurt, trailing top seed Centralia. And the Wildcats have a push here in the fourth quarter. Frankfurt trying to play spoiler to the number two ranked team in the state. Panthers undefeated at 21-0. Wildcats enter tonight 15-7. Here's Eberts, left side on the wing, dribbles to the right, bouncing it into the corner with Cornelison. Wanting to hand off to Gross, fakes it to her, high ball screen, Cornelison all the way around the arc, takes it in, shot no good, and a whistle and a rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called, which gives it back to Centralia. So back-to-back jump balls to start the fourth quarter, exchanging possessions. Now the Wildcats showing some pressure in the full court. Here's Owen Dieters near sideline. Pushing everybody through. Now works it to the far sideline. Bump by Cornelison. Gets all the way into the left corner. Here's Wells. Off to Haverkamp. High right. Haverkamp dribbles to the wing. Stops there. Up top to Flinty. Flinty holds it high above her head. Looking inside. Nothing there. Off left. It goes to Owen Dieters. To her sister Avery on the wing left. Looking inside for Owen. Nothing there. They close out on her quickly. Now Flinty has it. Top of the key. Under 7 minutes left in this game. Wells bouncing it to Haverkamp, right side in the corner. Dribbles to the wing, gets it to Avery Dieter, short corner right. Now they kick it back out to Wells. Plenty of time running off the clock here. Haverkamp drives, stops at the free throw line. They get it back to Flinty up top. Now Flinty wants to drive, gets baseline right, backs into the corner. Bouncing it inside to Avery Dieters. Gives it back to Flinty on the give and go. Her layup is no good, and a rebound for Hattie Gross. Here comes Hattie Gross up the floor. She wants to go coast to coast. Stop and pop. Layup good. Hattie Gross with 13. A whistle, a timeout. At 6:13 left to go in the game, it's a 6-point lead for Centralia at 35-29. Frankfurt calls the timeout of 30. We'll keep it right here. It's been fun all week long. We've had some great games throughout Substate Week. Certainly been the case the last couple of nights here in Frankfurt. The boys' title game earlier this evening was an absolute thriller with Troy upsetting top seed Terre Paravel 58-57. So the Trojans on to Dodge City next week. Winner here trying to join them. Out of the timeout, 6:13 left to go. 35-29, Centralia by 6 with the ball. Inbounding opposite end of the floor. Avery off to her sister Owen. They work it across the timeline from left to right. Behind the back dribble on Cornelison. Gets into the lane. Kicks it out left side to Wells. Over the top pass. High left it goes to Haverkamp. Lindsay up top. Now right side to Avery Dieters. Bouncing it to Wells. Top of the circle. Here's Owen on a curl. Backs it out right wing. 5:50 left. Wells another touch. Left side. Had it knocked away by Wop. Bodies hit the floor. And that's going to be another jump ball. And the possession back to Frankfurt. Seen multiple jump balls already here in the fourth quarter, exchanging possession. So the Wildcats getting it back down 35-29 with 5:45 left to go. Here's Hardwick, top of the circle, hands it off to Cornelison, who curls left, fires a long two, off the 10, no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Avery Dieters has it here for Centralia, near sideline. Little hesitation dribble, gets it to the top of the key, being chased down, hands it off to her sister Owen left side. Nice defense there by Hardwick to reset. 5:20 and counting left to go in this one. Owen Dieters drives, takes it all the way, shot no good, but a whistle and a foul. And if that's Hattie Gross, that's her fourth. And it is. Big foul. Hattie Gross now with four with 5:16 left in the game. As Owen Dieters set to shoot two. 11 points tonight for the freshman. First free throw up and good. And she's 3 for 3 at the line this evening. Makes it 36-29. Lead at 7. Second free throw good as well. Owen now 4 for 4 at the line. She has 13 points. 37-29. The Centralia lead is 8. Just over 5 minutes left in the game. Here's Brealey Everts around the arc from left to right. Gets all the way to the right wing and hands it off there to Gross. Gross wants to step back. A deep three. Got it. And a fist pump to boot. 16 for Hattie Gross and a timeout for Frankfurt. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 4:57 to go. Centralia 37, Frankfurt 32. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Let Suter Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suter Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suter Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
Girls Substate title game here from Frankfurt. Top seed Centralia leading the Wildcats 37-32 with 4:57 left in the game. Hattie Gross just hit a big three for the Wildcats. She's got 16 tonight, but she has four fouls. Wildcats cannot afford to lose Gross anytime soon in this ball game if they want to come back and win it. Here's Avery Dieters left side, splitting a couple defenders to the free throw line, backs out beyond the 3-point stripe, hands it off to her sister Owen, right side. She wants to drive. Shot is up, no good. Good defense there by Sydney Wop, and she has the rebound. 4:35 left to go here in the ball game. Frankfurt with it, down 5. Left side, Cornelison has it. Curls around the arc, top of the key. Right side pass to Everts. Gets the ball screen from Wop. Works it left. Bounces to Gross in the corner. Closed out by Flinty. Gross, stop and pop from 15. Short, no good. Rebound Centrillium. Owen Dieters has it. Coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. 37-32 Centrillium. Here's Owen Dieters crossing up on Cornielson. Works it left. Gets it off to her sister Avery on the wing. Works it back top of the key. Spins away from Hardwick. Nice dump to Wells. Layup good. And a timeout for Roger Holthaus. Beautiful find underneath. And Jaden Wells with a big bucket. It's back to 7. It's a full timeout. 39-32 Centralia. 3:54 left. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Community Building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab draws again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you, coming down the home stretch of this girls' sub-state title game. Centralia, the top seed, leading Frankfort 39-32 with 3:54 remaining. Out of the timeout, Frankfort with the basketball. And back to it, here we go. Ebert inbound. Here's Hardwick. Angles right to the wing. Gets it off to Cornielson right there. She works it back to the top of the circle. Hands it off to Gross, who fires a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound for Ebert inside. She had it knocked away by Kramer. Couple bodies hit the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow to Centralia. Good job by the freshman Kramer to knock that one away from Ebert. And get the possession back here for the Panthers. They lead it by 7 at 39-32 with under 3:35 left. Owen Dieters, now the pressure being really ramped up, and a turnover, near a turnover I should say, as it was last touch, knocked out of bounds by Frankfurt. So Centralia will have it far sideline, but have yet to cross the midcourt stripe. Here's Owen Dieters working around, had it knocked from behind again. And out of bounds, Frankfort's defense really ramped up here with 3:23 left. I'm sure you've been hearing this fan next to me. So the Panthers will have it. 3:20 to go, up 7. Owen gets by Cornielson, wants to go all the way. Layup no good, wanted a foul, no call. A rebound for Hattie Gross. Fans are really loving this. Big possession here for the Wildcats. Coming up on 3 minutes left, a 7-point deficit. Here's Ebert, right side on the wing. Wants to drive inside, bouncing it to Wop. Layup good. Nice find by the freshman. And Wop now with 7. 39-34 and an offensive foul. Owen Dieters picks up the charge. It's her fourth foul. And the Wildcats with some momentum are getting it back. Down 5 at 39-34 with 2:53 left. So the Wildcats have it. Down 5. Here's Hattie Gross, guarded by Flinty. Drives, kicks it left. Cornielson, a 3. In and out, no good. Rebound, Hardwick. Her shot's no good, and a huge rebound for Avery Dieters. An opportunity missed there by Hardwick. 2.5 minutes to go. 39-34 Centralia to have the ball. Here's Owen Dieters at the top of the key, guarded by Cornielson. Off to her sister Avery in the left corner. Dribble to the wing. Now inside. Skips it to Kramer. Steps into a long two. In and out. No good. Owen Dieters, though, an offensive rebound. Puts it back up and in. And a timeout for Centralia. 15 for Owen Dieters. The lead is at 7. 41-34. 2:10 to go. It's a full. We'll step aside as well. Got to catch the breath. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia trying to fight off this scrappy Frankfort Wildcats squad. Top seed Panthers leading 41-34. 2:10 left in the game. Out of the timeout, the Wildcats with it. Now every possession critical, especially for the Wildcats, down 7. Foul situation. Centralia has committed 4 fouls. Wildcats just 2. And that was after 20-plus fouls were committed in the first half. Cornelison, a drive, inside to Wop. Good feed, layup good. Sydney Wop with a big 9 tonight. 41-36, lead at 5 for Centralia, under 2 to play. Haverkamp drives and hits a big floater. A huge shot for Lena Haverkamp, gets it back to 7 at 1:45 to go. 43-36, Gross, a straight on 3, off the rim, no good. Haverkamp chases down the rebound, gets it off to Avery Dieters, will slow down the pace up 7 with 90 seconds to go. Owen has it, doubled, trying to work around his screen. Floats through the lane, backs it up high right. Roger Holthaus saying, let's waste some time. We don't need anything, and there's a whistle and a foul. As Cornelison picks up her third, just the third team foul. So the Wildcats, again, have multiple fouls to give with a minute 19 left. But Centralia with the ball, leading 43-36. Big shots. Here late for the Panthers. Haverkamp, the most recent one, to get it back to 7. And then there's another whistle and another foul. For as physical as this game has been, those are pretty weak fouls on Cornelison. And now she has 4. Team foul number 4. A minute 17 to go. Panthers with it, leading 43-36. Trying to punch their ticket to the state tournament. Potentially could be the top seed if they can hold on. Hodgman County was also undefeated. If they win their sub-state, could be a coin flip. There's a whistle. There's the bump and foul. Everett up top picks this one. That's her first. Her correction, her second. Team foul number 5. So Frankfort down to just 1 foul to give. There's just 1:03 left. 43-36. Panthers with the lead and the ball. We're down to a minute. Here's Owen Dieters. Gets a high ball screen. Splits 2. Had it knocked away and a big steal. Here's Hardwick with 53 seconds to go. They need this. Everts, a corner 3. No good. Backside rebound, Jaden Wells, and there's a foul. The Wildcats needed that one, and they couldn't get it. We're down to 48 seconds remaining. It's the 16th foul, so the next one puts Centralia at the line. But the Panthers inching closer to getting by and punching their ticket. But 48 seconds to go. They lead it by 7. They get it into Flinty. Gets it off to Haverkamp, who's off and running. Backs it out into the right corner. Gets it off to Owen Dieters. Works it right baseline. Down to 40 seconds. Long pass to Flinty, top of the key. Down to 36 seconds. They need the foul. And there's the whistle and there's the foul. And Hattie Gross has fouled out of the game. The 5'9 sophomore. And the emotions pour out as she had a big night with 16, but it may be coming up just short. As the Panthers will go to the free throw line with a 7-point lead with 34.3 seconds to go. As Abby Flinty will shoot the 1-1. Flinty has been quiet tonight, just 1 point and 2 rebounds. 1 of 2 at the stripe. And a chance to help really potentially put this game away. Her first free throw is good. Hit the rim 4 times and saddled through. 2 points tonight, all from the line. 44-36 Centralia. 34 seconds remaining in this game. And the Panthers can kind of sense it now. as the second free throw is no good. Chased into the corner, though, Sidney Wapp has it. 30 seconds to go. They need a quick one here. Cornelison in the right corner for three. It's good. And a huge shot for Kayla Cornelison. She's got six, 44-39 with 20 seconds to go. Centralia gets it up the floor with Haverkamp. A lot of time coming off the clock. Still no foul has been called. Owen getting away, and finally there's the foul with 12 seconds to go. Wow, Frankfurt tried to foul multiple times, and the officials didn't grant them the foul, and a lot of time came off the clock as we're down to just 12 seconds to go. Owen Dieters will shoot a 1-1. Free throw, no good. Sidney Wapp has it, but just 10 seconds, a five-point game. Cornelison, a right corner three, not there. Rebound, Jaden Wells. That's going to do it. Centralia runs out the clock, and the top seed Panthers stay undefeated and are off to the state championship. I should say championship tournament. They win the sub-state championship 44-39 over a scrappy Frankfort Wildcats team. And the Panthers move to 22-0 and will be at one of the top two seeds, at worst, the two seed, in next week's state tournament in Dodge City. Final score, Centralia 44, Frankfort 39. Postgame next, brought to you by B. Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wright, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
The Centralia Panthers' dream season continues. One of the best in the state, Centralia, stays undefeated, holds off the scrappy Frankfurt squad tonight to advance to the state tournament in Dodge City next week via a 44-39 win in what was just a fantastic night of basketball here from Frankfurt. Let's go through some of the numbers in this ball game as Frankfurt came out roaring in the first quarter and went toe-to-toe with the Panthers. Wildcats had a 15-14 lead at the end of one, but Hattie Gross had picked up her third foul at the end of the first quarter, and she sat the entire second quarter, but the Wildcats didn't give it up too much as it was a 13-9 advantage for the Panthers in quarter number two. They led it 27-24 at the half, but the Centralia defense held Frankfurt to just 3 points in the third quarter. An 8-3 advantage for the Panthers gave them a 35-27 lead. Frankfurt battled, had some opportunities, but it just wasn't enough as Centralia held on for the win, 44-39. Owen Dieters for the Panthers, the leading scorer tonight with 15. She was 4-for-5 at the line and added 4 rebounds. She was the only player in double figures for the Panthers. Jaden Wells, a quiet 8 points for the junior starter. 8 points and 3 rebounds. She had some big buckets. Avery Dieters, quiet with 7, but she had 10 rebounds and was 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Another solid night for Tatum Kramer off the bench with 7. Lena Haverkamp with 5 points and 7 rebounds, and Abby Flinty added 2. For the Wildcats, their season comes to an end at 15-8 and so close to getting to the state tournaments, but upended here by the Panthers. What a night and a future for this team as they had just one senior starter. That was Kayla Cornelison. But Hattie Gross, the 5'9 sophomore, such potential for the next couple of years. 16 points and 5 rebounds for her tonight. Sydney Wapp, also a sophomore, a near double-double with 9 points and 8 rebounds. Emma Hardwick, who is also a sophomore, 8 points and 9 rebounds. And Kayla Cornelison mentioning the lone senior with 6 points for the Wildcats. Frankfurt turned it over 12 times. Centralia had 10 turnovers. Wildcats had the slight edge in the rebound margin at 30-27. Wildcats did not shoot a free throw in the second half. They were 6 of 7 at the line, all coming in the first half. Centralia went 13 of 22 at the line and hit a couple ones late that helped. But for the Wildcats, again, just not enough. They gave it all they could. But the Panthers moved to 22-0 and will be at worst the 2 seed next week, depending on what Hodgman County did tonight in their sub-state semifinal. But again, at worst, Centralia will be the 2 seed next week in Dodge City as they are looking for an undefeated state championship run. But they had to check off this box, and that was win the sub-state here at Frankfurt, and that is what they certainly did. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Tonight, the freshman, Owen Dieters, consistent from the jump, the 5'8 freshman, 15 points to lead the Panthers. She was 4-for-5 at the line, and she really just did it in all fashions as she was just a leader out there and just big down the stretch for Centralia to stay undefeated. 15 points, 4 rebounds. Owen Dieters, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Well, that's going to wrap up a fantastic week of basketball as we are going to have a multitude of teams. Now, we're still looking for a few finals, at least on my end. We'll have all those scores up to date later on at mscsports.net. But as of right now, local teams that have punched their tickets to state tournaments next week on the girls' side, of course, Centralia in 1A Division I. Jackson Heights in Class 2A on to Manhattan next week, and also Valley Heights out of the TVL, one of the best in 2A. Valley Heights winning against St. Mary's tonight in Belleville, so the Mustangs will also be in Manhattan. Boys side, teams that have punched, Troy, of course, beating Care Paravel here in Frankfurt, 58-57 in a thriller. 1-8-D2, it'll be Hanover looking to defend their state championship from last year as they knocked Baxtel by 25 tonight. A good one with ACCHS in Valley Falls, but the Dragons keep their undefeated season alive and are off to Manhattan next week. And in 3A, Royal Valley out of the Big 7. certainly a top four team in the state, and the Panthers are certainly going to be looking at trying to win a state championship as they knocked off Sabetha at Silver Lake tonight. So we'll have plenty of coverage, all the coverage you could want for our local teams and state basketball tournaments next week. But again, our final scores tonight in the boys' sub-state championship, the Troy Trojans knocking off the top seed Care Paravel Lions 58-57. And in the nightcap, the top seed undefeated Centralia gets by Frankfort by a score of 44-39. For Kirk Kilman in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much for tuning to tonight's games. We'll talk to you next week for state basketball coverage. No better than right here, Northeast Kansas, than MSCSports.net. Troy and Centralia advance to state next week in Dodge City. We'll see you out there. Until then, signing off, Brandon Tabman here for the MSC Sports Radio Network.